I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Republican-dominated Kentucky General Assembly has been taking a back seat to the governor's daily briefings and executive orders in the wake of the COVID-19 outbreak, but they are the legislative branch in our government, and most of these lawmakers will have their name on the ballot this year, some in this month's primary coming up on June 23rd. Joining me for this week's Capital Chat is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good day to you.
And hello, Alan.
Well, let's talk about the General Assembly and the races that we should be paying attention to.
Well, let me just preface this by saying, Alan, I know numbers are bad for radio, but when we talk about these races, we do need to throw in a couple numbers. First of all 100 members of the Kentucky House of Representatives are on the ballot this year. And then the 19 odd-numbered districts in the state Senate are also on the ballot. So the whole Senate is not up. They have staggered terms there, of course.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the Senate races in the Lexington area then.
Sure. So, like I said, the odd-numbered districts are on the ballot. So Senate District 13, which is held by State Senator Reggie Thomas, he's a Democrat from Lexington, of course. He doesn't have a primary challenge. And in November, he faces a write-in candidate. Then in District 17, which is the Georgetown area, State Senator Damon Thayer is unopposed in the primary and the general election. The interesting race is going to be in Senate District 7, which includes part of Fayette County, but primarily has Franklin. And that's an open seat right now. State Senator and former Governor Julian Carroll has decided not to run for re-election this year. And there's a five-way Republican primary over there. So that should be pretty interesting. The Republicans seeing a lot of activity there. And whoever wins that race will face Joe Gravis. He's a Democrat from Versailles. He's a state representative right now. And so he is unopposed in the primary. But when he moves, now that he's running for the Senate, his House seat is left open. So, and that House seat covers a little bit of Fayette County, too. That's a primary for the Democrats and then facing a Republican in the fall.
All right. So you led right into it. What about the House races in our area?
Sure. So there are a few state House races in Lexington. First of all, there are several who are unopposed going in both the primary and going into November. And that those are all three are Democrats: Ruth Ann Palumbo, Kelly Flood, and George Brown, those state representatives. They'll get their seats back unless there is some anomaly in elections, like a very strong write-in or third-party candidate. But for the most part, people who are unopposed get the seat back. So that's what we're looking at with those three. Susan Westrum, who is serving in the state House as a Democrat, has been a Republican target for years. And this year, she's facing John Larson, who's the former Fayette County judge executive. He's a Republican. So neither of them has a primary, but they're facing off in the general election. Stan Lee is not seeking re-election this year. There is a Democratic primary in that House District 45 race. Three people are running as Democrats there, and then there's one Republican running. And that's a pretty Republican district. Representative Lee has been in office for a number of years now. So we're looking at that. And then in District 88, Sherilyn Stevenson is running her first reelection bid, and there's a Republican primary in that race as well.
So how are these candidates getting their message out in a time of social distancing and COVID-19 restrictions?
Well, that's interesting, Alan. I've talked with campaign folks, and there's a lot of, obviously, digital work that's going on. And they are holding digital town halls and Zoom meetings and working with supporters who are being given phone lists and asked to contact friends and family. And they're basically trying to network a little more directly in that way, because like you say, they can't get out in front of a big crowd and have a rally, or they can't go to Rotary and speak at the luncheons. You know, it's really tough.
Laura, in Jessamine County, I understand there's an important race there.
That's right, Alan. In Nicholasville, Representative Russ Meyer has decided not to seek re-election this term, and that leaves his seat open. And there's a Republican primary over there between Matt Lockett, who's run before, and Jay Corman. And then the winner of that race will face Democrat Carolyn DuPont. And she ran in 2018 against Tom Buford for that state Senate seat over there.
So some very interesting contests that are going to be decided later on this month. Our guest today on Capital Chat has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock, and we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Alan.